Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
She was simply running along a trail when she was attacked. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and Irving police have arrested the man they say tried to sexually assault a woman last month while she was walking. Police say they recently got a tip that Brandon Williams may be the man who attacked a woman walking down Cowboys Parkway on March 11th, throwing her to the ground and trying to rape her. After police arrested him for an unrelated warrant, detectives say Williams confessed and gave them details that had not been released to the public. He's now being charged with sexual assault. The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to block enforcement of the Texas anti-porn law that stops sites like Pornhub from doing business in the Lone Star State.
Without comment, the High Court is allowing the law to be enforced until a lawsuit can play out. The legislature passed the law last year. It forces adult websites like Pornhub to require users to register their names and prove they are at least 18 years old. Sites like Pornhub refuse and are blocked. The Free Speech Coalition says those adult sites do have a form of self-policing that requires users to agree they are over 18. But the state says anyone can simply click yes to that, and children can be online in seconds. The ruling now means the case that's before a lower court will have to be litigated to see if it passes the constitutional threshold and that the law can be enforced while that plays out. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Anti-Israel protests continue to spread at college campuses across the nation and here in Texas. One is underway this afternoon on the campus of UNT in Denton. Meanwhile, we're learning more details about a big one that happened on the campus of UT Austin yesterday. It ended in the arrests of dozens of people. KXAN Capitol correspondent Ryan Chandler is there.
It has been a tense week in Austin. Yesterday was the worst that we've seen. There was pepper spray, tear gas, flashbangs deployed on these protesters who were trying to set up an encampment on the South Lawn. That's the main stretch in the heart of campus. And the university was adamant that they're not allowed to do that. So they spent 4 or 5 hours trying to push them out of campus. And that ended in almost 80 arrests. So we're back on campus now, and it's calm. There are students on the South Lawn, but there aren't any tents. There's not any violence of any kind. It's just a peaceful demonstration. And the message from the students is they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
He says less than half of those arrested yesterday were students at the school. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is in New York today to show his support for former President Donald Trump. He visited the courthouse that's holding Trump's criminal trial. Paxton posted a message on social media calling the trial a travesty of justice and saying he stands with Trump. The number of drug overdoses in Texas may be starting to level off, but with several people still dying every day, a clinic in Arlington is hoping to cut that number.
Symmetria Recovery cut the ribbon on a clinic in Arlington. Chief Operating Officer Nate Hartman says they personalized the approach to addiction, starting with individual rooms to give out medication.
That's a big part of it, is the privacy piece. I was going to say we treat people who want privacy. I think all people want privacy, right?
He says short-term treatment places have a role, but he says Symmetria aims to provide long-term support, including therapy and psychiatric help.
They stick around for the length of time that's appropriate for them to stabilize their life, build the life skills, build a routine so that they can be a healthy member of society.
Symmetria now has four clinics in North Texas. Across Texas, the Department of State Health Services says more than 4,700 people died from drug overdoses last year, including 2,100 from fentanyl. It's up from just 79 fentanyl deaths in 2014. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A flight from Dallas to Japan was canceled because the pilot had a little too much to drink. The flight was nixed because the pilot got too drunk. He got a warning from police and was told he couldn't fly by his employer. Japanese Airlines says the 49-year-old became disruptive while drinking and partying with crew members at a hotel. He then kept the party going in his room, but the cops were called at around 2 in the morning after complaints from guests. Even though the flight wasn't scheduled to take off for another 12 hours, and he technically did not violate Japan Airlines guidelines, the pilot was prohibited from flying as a precautionary measure. FAA regulations say pilots cannot have an alcohol content higher than 0.04%, which is half the legal limit for Texas drivers. All 175 passengers on the flight got booked on other flights. And the Mavs dropped their game Sunday to the Clippers at the American Airlines Center to even their series at 2 games apiece. While Kyrie Irving excelled, Luka Doncic struggled offensively, something he says has got to change if they hope to win.
Yeah, I just got to help him more. I feel like I'm letting him down, so I gotta be there. I got to help him more. He's given everything that he has, and he's been amazing for us the whole series.
Mavs play tomorrow night in Los Angeles. The winners of Game 5 go on to win the series 63% of the time. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.